The 1964 earthquake caused immediate devastation in many communities in south-central Alaska. In Seldovia, on Kachemak Bay, the story was different. The town didn't initially notice much damage from the disaster, but that changed when the spring high tides came in. Author Dana Stabenow was celebrating her 12th birthday with friends in Seldovia on March 27, 1964. She told KBBI's Aaron Selvig she was focused on opening her presents when the house started moving back and forth in a slow, steady motion.
The girls started getting a little excited. My mom said, "Everybody sit where you are." So boom, we sat back down and we just waited. And it went back and forth for quite a while and then it stopped. And everybody said, "Wow, that was a big one." And that's when the secondary motion kicked in, which is the jackhammer motion, up and down, really violent, really hard. And it seemed to go on forever. And the doors on the kitchen cabinets were opening and falling, stuff was falling out. And the refrigerator door slammed open and everything fell out. And my mother said, "Everybody outside." And we couldn't walk. The motion was so violent, it would knock us down if we didn't have, you know, we leaned up against the wall and sort of leaned our way out of the house. And then there were a couple of steps with a railing and we held onto the railing down. And I looked up and the trees in the yard were whipping back and forth. It was like Indiana Jones's whip, just whipping back and forth. And all I know, they say now, you hear people say that it lasted for 5.5 minutes. I'll tell you, it felt like 5.5 years. Then the mayor, then like, I think it was about 2 hours later, the mayor came knocking at the door and said, "Everybody up to the school because there's going to be a tidal wave." And I was standing outside the gym, staring down at the bay, which we couldn't see because it was dark. And I was holding my mom's best friend, Meka's hand, and listening to the tidal wave come in. It was this shh sound. I've never forgotten it. Seldovia was really lucky because the bay was sort of angled perpendicularly to the motion of the wave. So really all we got was the backwash. Plus we had a minus tide. So everybody's first floor got washed clean and the brand new small boat harbor got totally broken up. The fishermen were hauling slips back for weeks after the tidal wave. We didn't really know until the spring tides hit in April what our real problem was, and that was that the ground had fallen 5.5 feet. And so the high spring tides came in and was just, they were, you know, it was pulling the boardwalk out of the ground that it was, you know, the pilings were pounded into and the buildings as well.
There was no clue before that was going to be an issue?
No, we didn't know anything about it until the tides hit. Wow. And then we realized, oh my God. And they came up to the school. I guess, fifth or sixth grade? And the town fathers came up to the school. They pulled everyone out of the school from fifth grade on. Everybody younger got to stay in school. But the rest of us, they pulled out of school and they took us out to the outside beach. And we filled sandbags for, God, I don't know how long, while the adults drove back and forth between the beach and town with the full sandbags to weight everything down so it wouldn't float away on the tide. So there was a big discussion in Seldovia after that about what we were going to do. So there were two options. The Army Corps of Engineers came in and suggested that thing that they do called dike and fill, which means blow up everything for gravel and, you know, fill in, build a dike and then fill in the dike and rebuild on that flatland. And other people wanted to bring in a pile driver and just raise the city up 5.5 feet. I shouldn't call it a city. It's a town. It might even be a village. But it was a really, really quaint and beautiful place. There were 2 miles of boardwalk and all the canneries, 5 canneries, and the buildings like the post office and the grocery store and everything, and the theater. We even haven't actually had a theater. We're all built alongside the boardwalk because the boardwalk is our main street. And they had an election in October, and there were, you know, feelings ran pretty hot. A lot of people had lived in Seldovia for an awful long time, and they really did not want the Army Corps of Engineers dike and fill option. My mother was very much against it. And the vote came in. It was pretty close. I don't remember how close, but it was pretty close. And the city voted for the dike and fill option. And, you know, Seldovia's just been dwindling ever since then.
May I ask you about that? What would have been the long-term effects from the Seldovia that you knew 50 years ago and what you see today when you go over there?
Well, the population is just shrinking. The student population in the school is shrinking. The grocery store just closed. The kids all leave because there's nothing there for them. It's there's not a lot left in Seldovia that was there. I mean, I won't say that it was vital and vibrant when I was a kid, but there were a lot more people there and there was a lot more going on. And then, of course, you know, the population doubled in the summertime when fishing for salmon. And then when Lowell Wakefield built the cannery there, of course, it went kaboom, kaboom through the winter as well, because at that time, the king crab season opened on August 1st and closed on May 1st. there's not a lot of hope for the... So I'm sure the city fathers today would tell you different, but it seems as if it has just been dwindling ever since. There's no industry there. There's no industry left there. There's no canneries left there.
Author Dana Stabenow talked to KBBI's Erin Selvig about how the 64 earthquake damaged her hometown of Seldovia.